USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
With no end in sight regarding a new stimulus package, Virginia Democratic Senator Tim Kaine says that Democrats are ready and willing to sit down and negotiate a new economic stimulus package.
Currently, the package doesn't exist, and that's disappointing to all of us who are here, ready and willing to negotiate and vote for a strong bipartisan relief package.
Democrats did reject the bill last week that would have extended enhanced unemployment benefits at the $600 rate while lawmakers work on a new deal. A vast majority of small business owners now see small business conditions deteriorating over the next 6 months. That's according to a new survey released by the National Federation of Independent Business. The survey found that owners are tempering their expectations of future economic conditions based on the COVID-19 health crisis. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
The Big Ten and Pac-12 postponed all fall sports to the spring. No football, cross-country, volleyball, soccer, or field hockey. Ohio Congressman Anthony Gonzalez played in the Big Ten for Ohio State. He's not a fan of this move.
If you're inside of the college football system, you're connected to your coaches, you're connected to the medical staff, you're connected to the infrastructure, that is incredible that's going to give you the best chance of beating the virus. Now, if you cancel the games, right, now all of a sudden these kids don't have anything to look forward to in the fall. Fridays, Saturdays, Sundays, wide open. They'll be out doing what college kids do. And so my argument would be that inside of that college football system, the support system is so incredible that I believe that gives them the best chance of avoiding the virus, but also overcoming it should they contract.
The Kentucky Derby also announcing that 23,000 fans will be in attendance for this year's Kentucky Derby held on the 5th of September. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The National Hurricane Center is keeping their eye on some storms in the Pacific Ocean. USA Radio Network's Wendy King has the details.
Hurricane Elida formed on Monday afternoon and continues to strengthen as a Category 2 hurricane. It's the first organized tropical system since Douglas impacted Hawaii almost 2 weeks ago. Elida was located southwest of the southern tip of Baja California, Mexico, and was packing maximum sustained winds of 100 miles per hour. Elida originated as a tropical depression and then strengthened to a tropical storm early on Sunday morning with maximum sustained winds of 40 miles per hour. According to forecasters, the Category 2 storm is expected to weaken. Following closely behind, a second feature is likely to develop during the second half of the week. A third potential development is in the Central Pacific Ocean and is slowly tracking westward and approaching the Central Pacific this week. The next storm names on the list for the East Pacific hurricane season are Fausto and Genevieve.
A Chicago-based charity has worked to free at least 20 defendants facing felony charges, including attempted terrorism and assault of a police officer, as an unprecedented crime wave rocks the city. The Chicago Community Bond Fund, which opposes cash bail and pretrial incarceration, has posted bond for the alleged felons and put them back on the streets before their trials. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.